Shaver has been a vocal advocate for resiliency planning, even becoming vice chair of the nascent organization Resiliency Florida. The group's mission is connecting local politicians and businesses to combat rising tides and worsening storm surges. The Democratic mayor of the nation's oldest city says in her experience, steering clear from the term climate change helps keep politics from getting in the way of policy.
The minute you go there, you aren't able to focus on the issues at hand, which are really, what is it that we do to adapt and to build anew.
After President Donald Trump recently backed out of the International Paris Accord aimed at reducing carbon emissions, dozens of U.S. cities have symbolically declared support for the agreement. But Shaver echoes what FloridaPolitics.com reports as Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry's view. Those declarations are just lip service.
We're kind of a practical city. We take positions that are really ones that we can put some teeth into. And in terms of how we act as a city, we don't really have a program around CO2. We don't do those things.
Instead, Shaver says she's interested in getting buy-in from businesses to find free market solutions to help her city adapt to rising seas. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.